This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey, beautiful people. Rachel Cutter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life, one screen-free moment at a time. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media, mindlessly clicking away, and suddenly realize hours have vanished? Or when you wake up feeling completely drained, even after 8 hours of sleep? That, my friends, is the insidious grip of digital overload and burnout whispering in your ear. But don't worry, we're not here to judge or guilt-trip you. We're here to equip you with the tools to break free from that cycle and build healthy habits and routines that actually support your mental well-being. Think of it like this. Our brains are like high-performance engines, but they run best on clean fuel and good old-fashioned human connection, mindfulness, and intentional activity. So, buckle up, because today we're diving deep into 5 key takeaways that will help you reclaim your time, energy, and sanity. Remember, this isn't about deprivation, it's about mindful living and prioritizing what truly matters. First things first, let's talk about setting boundaries. Ever felt like your phone is constantly demanding your attention? Like it has a life of its own and you're just its unwilling servant? Time to draw the line. Designate specific times for checking emails and social media, maybe during your lunch break or before bed. Outside those hours, treat your phone like the guest it is politely welcome, but not allowed to run the show. Think about it. Wouldn't you rather spend that time reading a book, taking a walk in nature, or catching up with a loved one? Next up, let's talk movement. I'm not saying you need to become a marathon runner unless that's your jam. But even 15 minutes of walking, dancing, or stretching can do wonders for your mood and energy levels. Find something you genuinely enjoy. Maybe it's joining a yoga class, going for a bike ride with friends, or simply putting on your favorite playlist and moving to the beat in your living room. Remember, movement isn't just about physical health, it's also about clearing your head and boosting your creativity. Speaking of clearing your head, let's dive into mindfulness. This doesn't have to be some complicated meditation retreat, though this can be amazing. Start small, take a few deep breaths throughout the day, pay attention to the sensations in your body, or simply notice the beauty around you. Even a few minutes of focused attention can help calm your mind and bring a sense of peace. Ever noticed how easy it is to get sucked into the comparison game on social media? Remember, everyone's journey is different, and what you see online is often a carefully curated highlight reel. Focus on your own path, celebrate your wins, learn from your setbacks, and remember that true happiness comes from within, not from external validation. Finally, let's talk about sleep, the ultimate reset button for your mind and body. Aim for 7 minutes, 9 hours of quality sleep each night, create a relaxing bedtime routine, avoid screen time before bed, and make sure your bedroom is cool, dark, and quiet. Trust me, a well-rested brain is a happy brain. Let's take a real-world example. Imagine Sarah, a busy mom juggling work, kids, and household chores. She's constantly glued to her phone, checking emails and social media throughout the day. This leaves her feeling overwhelmed, exhausted, and disconnected from her family. Now, let's imagine Sarah implementing some of these strategies. She sets boundaries by designating specific times for checking her phone, gets up and moves for 15 minutes each morning, practices mindfulness during her lunch break, focuses on celebrating her own accomplishments instead of comparing herself to others, and prioritizes getting a good night's sleep. Guess what? Sarah starts feeling a difference. She's less stressed, more energized, and more present with her loved ones. So, there you have it, 5 actionable steps to build healthy habits that support your mental well-being. Remember, this isn't about perfection, it's about progress. Start small, be kind to yourself, and celebrate every victory along the way. Ready to take charge of your well-being? I challenge you to pick one strategy from today's episode and implement it into your routine starting tomorrow. Share your experience with me on social media. Let's create a supportive community where we can inspire each other to thrive. Until next time, keep shining bright, beautiful souls.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, Tap that review button if this show brightens your day.